Fighter singer-songwriter John Conn debuts haunting new song 1 year after losing home in LA fires. Sometimes things need to burn to understand where you need to be. By Jerome Hutson on January 6, 2026. 1 year ago, Breitbart's own John Conn, the singer-songwriter behind the Trump-inspired Billboard-topping fighter, lost his home of more than 20 years in the Palisades fires. Now he is channeling that devastation into a stirring new song and video. After It Burns, an intimate, hard-edged reflection on loss, anger, and the resolve that follows when everything familiar is reduced to ash. After It Burns is raw and honest, but it is not nihilistic. There is beauty in it, and more importantly, there is hope. The video opens with real Ring doorbell camera footage of Conn's white picket fence going up in flames. The kind of moment that feels unreal until it is playing back on a screen. Conn watched it with his father from only miles away. I looked at my dad and said, "It's gone," and he just nodded. There wasn't much to say, Conn recalled. From there, the video shifts into a close, character-driven portrait of Conn performing the song. And it's not hard to feel how personal it is. The lighting, the framing, and the atmosphere evoke the fire without relying on spectacle. Apart from the Ring footage, there are no direct visuals of the catastrophe that destroyed thousands of homes and took lives in the Palisades and Altadena on January 7, 2025. A gut punch, then a turn toward hope. The lyrics hit hard in the second person, as if the fire itself is being confronted and put on trial. It is the sound of someone staring down the thing that took everything. You came in. You didn't use the door, and if I ever should see your face, I'll tell you go back to hell, 'cause that's the only place I won't look for you. I won't waste another day in the ashes. Conn does not soften the anger, but he does not stay there either. The song ultimately lands on a promise to keep going. And to smile again on the other side of the burn. He told Breitbart the message is broader than one disaster. And meant for anyone living through catastrophic loss. This is a song for the thousands of victims that experienced what I did. But maybe even more broadly than that, I hope it moves those who have experienced any catastrophic loss in their lives, Conn said. It happens every day, whether it be hurricanes, illness, or death. I lost my house. I lost a lot of stuff. But I'm still here, and there are so many that have experienced worse. Conn speaks to Fox's Trace Gallagher shortly after the Palisades fire. Nashville, a new chapter. The road back has been filled with barriers, but also unexpected lessons. Conn has since relocated to Nashville, a move he had been considering for years. He said he could never quite make the leap until the fire forced a hard reset. I just couldn't pull the trigger. I think I was stuck in my life, and it's hard to believe. But the fire may have been the push I needed to start a whole new chapter, he said. After a pretty rough start, Nashville is starting to feel like home. I guess maybe sometimes things need to burn to understand where you need to be. Right and wrong, not right and left. For Conn and many other victims, the past year has been a grind of insurance fights. Confusing permitting, and what he described as a fundamental failure of city and state leadership. In fact, CBS reports that only 500 of 16,000 homes are being built 1 year later. The only ones who came in and did exactly what they said they were going to do were the feds led by EPA Administrators Eldon, he said. The EPA cleared the lots in roughly 30 days. It's what came after that was beyond disheartening and seemed like a play to break the collective will of the residents. There was no leadership, nor was there any accountability from Karen Bass or Gavin Newsom, Conn continued. It was and is their lack of leadership that makes the road to recovery even more difficult. Conn stressed that, for victims, the issue is not partisan. It's not really about right or left, but rather, right and wrong, he said. Great leaders, left or right, make you feel safe, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a victim of these fires who felt like anybody had their back. Where is Bass? Where is Newsom? Where are the two senators from California, Schiff and Padilla? Why are the only investigations being spearheaded by Senators Scott and Johnson? Two Republican senators who are not from California. To be creative is the only way I've known to deal with hardship. Despite the aforementioned hurdles, Conn returned to the one thing that has kept him grounded for years, his music, but not right away. He didn't write a song for months after the fires. He simply, as he put it, walked by all his instruments, looked at them, and then kept walking, but eventually he sat down at an out-of-tune piano, and After It Burns poured out. To be creative is really the only way I've known in my life to deal with hardship. For me, it's the most honest way, and I can only hope that the song reaches some folks who are dealing with their own hardships. Purchase or stream after IT Burns here. After IT Burns lyrics. You came in. You didn't use the door. And fed yourself. But still you wanted more. Now there ain't nothing much left to say. I know now I was the only one in my own way. And somehow I'll find the will. So I can find a way. Through the ashes. Broken matches. Nothing lasts that. Should've lasted. All that matters now is where you turn. Clear skies you can see for miles. After it burns. Where'd you go? You left so much behind. That you can't take with. Cause you can't take what is mine. And if I ever should see your face. I'll tell you go back to hell. Cause that's the only place. I won't look for you, I won't waste another day. In the ashes. Broken matches. Nothing lasts that. Should've lasted. All that matters now is where you turn. Clear skies you can see for miles. After it burns. All that beautiful rain. Coming down. That beautiful rain. Don't stop now. And from those ashes. Broken matches. Something new. In all that tragic. All that matters now is where you turn. Clear skies I can see for miles. And I know one day. I'll smile again. After it burns. Purchase or stream after IT Burns here. Follow John Conn on Instagram. Follow John Conn on X. Fighter by John Conn. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.